few weeks ago, I celebrated one of those milestone birthdays with a zero on the end of it. Yeah, so what? We all have a birthday. Easy, though, to get all self-absorbed about things, to imagine somehow that we're at the centre of the universe. Easier, it turns out, than many of us may think. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as we chat about how we see ourselves and how easy it is to become so incredibly self-absorbed. As I said, a few weeks ago, I celebrated one of those milestone birthdays. 60 years since I breathed my first breath. So I was thinking, oh, whoa, stop, don't turn it off. I'm not going to talk about myself for the next 10 minutes. I was just trying to make a point. You know those people in your life who only ever talk about themselves, their life, what's going on in their world? They never stop. They never even think to ask you, how are you going? What's going on in your world? How are you feeling? No, they're so utterly self-absorbed, it wouldn't even enter their minds. Sure, it's my birthday today. That's nice. Happy birthday, Bernie. But sometime in the next 365 days, you're going to have a birthday too. And it's the same with everyone else that you and I know. Contrary to popular belief, the universe does not revolve around you or me. Let me introduce you to a young Polish astronomer called Nick. He came up with a radical theory. In fact, so radical that he was branded a heretic by the church. Nick's last name is Copernicus. Now, young Nick, between about 1570 and 1530, wrote a treatise called On the Revolution of Celestial Spheres. Up until then, people basically believed that the Earth was in the centre of the universe and that all the other heavenly bodies, all the stars and the sun and the moon, everything else revolved around the Earth. And Copernicus thought about this, and he looked at how the other planets were moving, and he deduced that the Sun was in the centre of our solar system, and that the Earth was just one of the planets revolving around the Sun. Now, a full century later, in the ecclesiastical trial of Galileo, that means the church tried him for heresy, here's another great scientist who believed in the Copernican theory. They officially suppressed Copernicus's idea that the Earth wasn't in the centre of the universe, that in fact the Sun was in the centre of our solar system. So the church was geocentric, the Earth is in the centre, and the scientists were heliocentric, the Sun is in the centre, and they were called heretics. Now today, any 7-year-old kid knows that the Earth revolves around the Sun. It rotates on its axis, the axis is tilted at 23.5 degrees, that's why we have the seasons. But in the 16th and 17th centuries, that kind of thinking was heretical. Bernie, why the history lesson? Because in a sense, it's exactly the same today. The more affluent a society becomes, the more entrenched becomes the theory that I or you are in the centre of the universe. You challenge that. You say, I don't think it's working that well. You dare to suggest that there's a God who sent his Son to die for you and me, and the world will call you a heretic. But we know that this self-centric thing doesn't work any better than the Earth-centric view of the universe explains the movement of all these bodies in the sky. It just doesn't work. And people end up living a life that is self-absorbing. We talked about those people at the beginning of the program, you know, the sort of people who only ever talk about themselves. We know it doesn't work because they're boring. You can't stand hanging around those people for more than 10 minutes. There's a sea called the Dead Sea. And the reason that it's called the Dead Sea is because it has the Jordan River flowing into it, but it doesn't have any outflows. So all this water's flowing in, nothing flowing out. It's 7 times saltier than the ocean. It's 27% solid substances in the water. It supports no life whatsoever. None. Because for there to be life, there needs to be an inflow and there needs to be an outflow. But unfortunately, the Dead Sea only has an inflow. And the same is true of people. If you put yourself at the centre and expect everything to flow in, there's no life at all. We're not designed to be like the Dead Sea. It's a paradox. The world's saying, put yourself at the centre, let everything flow in. It doesn't work. People are dying to live an exciting life. People are dying to have a life that's just worth living. We all want a great life. But in a sense, we have to die to live. In a sense, we have to accept that there's got to be an outflow, that life has to be about things flowing out rather than things just flowing in. Jesus said, come to me and drink. Come to me and drink this living water. He wasn't talking about the Dead Sea. And then he said, out of your belly will run rivers of living water. Rivers. Not a trickle, not a stream, not one river. Rivers of living water. Let me ask you something. Is your life one of those lives where you try and pour stuff in, but you never give anything out? And if it is, how satisfying is that? How much does your life represent the circumference of the Dead Sea? Where we expect everything to flow in, we're not prepared to give anything out, and we wonder why life ain't worth living. We wonder why this doesn't support abundant life. Who or what is at the center of your universe? Are you at the center of your universe? Am I at the center of my universe? Because if that's the model that we have dumped on our head, that's how we live our life, it's going to be like the Dead Sea. It is not going to support abundant life. In fact, it won't support any life. It'll be devoid of satisfaction. That's the paradox. You try and stuff stuff in, but it never satisfies. Are we at the center of our universe, or is God at the center of our universe? There are people who will say, Bernie, you're a loony. You know, talking about God in this day and age, come on. God is no less real than the sun that the earth rotates around. And it doesn't matter how much they tried to suppress Copernicus's theory. It doesn't matter how much they said he was a heretic. It doesn't matter how much they gave Galileo a hard time for believing it. It was still true. The sun is at the center of our solar system, and we are one of the planets that revolve around us. God has a sun. God has a son called Jesus. And it doesn't matter how much people say, oh yeah, that's all old-fashioned. I'm not going to listen to that. You're a fundamentalist. Doesn't matter how much they say that. It doesn't change the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And when we look at this model of putting ourselves in the center, does it work? Is it any better that someone who says that the earth is at the center of the universe? Just look around. Does it work? Look around at the wars that are being fought. Look around at the intolerance. Look around at the greed and the selfishness. Look around at the government systems that promote the notion that the only thing that matters in government is improving financial well-being. Does it work? Do we feel any better off? Who's at the center of your universe? Is it you, or is it God? Is it you? Is it Jesus? Who do you want to have at the center of your universe? What sort of life do you want to have? A Dead Sea life, or the life that Jesus gives? The life that has rivers of living water flowing from God into you and from you out to other people? What sort of a life do you want? Tomorrow, on A Different Perspective, we'll take a look at how to make the transition. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. And I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.